Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Ira Weintraub here with a quick message from our friends at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, home of three terrific golf courses, the Bear, the Wolverine, and Spruce Run. You can get more information about those unbelievable golf courses up north at GrandTraverseResort.com. Also, the Airy Restaurant and Lounge, one-of-a-kind dining experience with a beautiful view of the bay and all the locally sourced ingredients. It is a terrific meal with terrific views and more. You can get more information at AiryRestaurant.com. And, of course, if you go to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, there's the spa. It was redesigned last spring, and it is absolutely awesome. More information about that is at GrandTraverseResort.com/spa. And as we head into the fall season, the health club added bonus for you, indoor water playground for kids. Let me tell you, my daughter absolutely loved playing there, and so will your kids as well. For more information about the health club, the spa, the restaurants, golf, and more, go to GrandTraverseResort.com. That's GrandTraverseResort.com.
And we're back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Let's go right to the phones. Make it quick. A couple of guys waiting patiently on hold. Let's talk to Dennis in the OC. Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sim. Excellent analysis, as always, by you and Ira and the guests, and, of course, Steve with the midweek peak. So that was outstanding. You know, this game and the Army game or two, that as I looked at the schedule, I thought they were likely to give us problems. And, of course, they were going to, but I mean, sort of in the 1980, 1969, 1988 venue thinking. But those Wolverines are picking them up and laying them down. They're going to be coming back from down under with that emotional drive. And just like in 1997 with the big victory up at Camp Randall Stadium, we're going to see that Saturday afternoon as these Wolverines of Coach Jimmy Harbaugh have a great 2019, the golden anniversary year of the greatest upset in the history of college football, Michigan 24, Ohio State 12. And this week, Michigan beating Wisconsin. It's going to be great. Keep it going. And let's not forget, they're talking about the whiskey, that Michigan used to have a dog that would push the beach ball around on the stadium and named Whiskey. I think it was a terrier of some sort. Anyway, go blue and hail to the victors.
Thanks a lot for the call, as always, Dennis. Let's go right back to the phones. Talk to Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, good morning.
I am freaking pumped out. What a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine, to the football, to the basketball, to women's basketball, to volleyball, to baseball, to softball, to every sport. One game, one play, one moment at a time. I'll hang up and listen, go blue. Win or lose, I'll hang up and listen, go blue.
Thanks a lot, Jake, as always. Appreciate the positive note, the enthusiasm going out. I want to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, coming up tonight, 7 until 8 p.m., the captain and the coach, as we do our deep dive into analysis of Michigan football from the perspective of a former Michigan captain, which is former Michigan captain Mike Martin, and a coach and former Michigan offensive coordinator Al Borges, an outstanding back and forth with the guys. You know, the discussion was great last week in the Chalk Talk segment. We didn't get a chance to get into the questions from you, the listeners, so we're going to do that, you know, in greater number today. If you have questions for the captain and the coach, you can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. That's from 7 until 8 tonight. And don't forget, we'll be up this weekend at the Ascend Sports Bar inside Soaring Eagle Casino. That's where we'll do the Key Bank countdown to kickoff. We'll have the watch party afterward, and it is a blast, a festive atmosphere, great food, and of course a chance to win money. Every touchdown, they do a drawing for $600 in free play. Every extra point, a drawing for $100 in free play. Every field goal, a drawing for $300 in free play. It is a blast, so make it on up and take part in our watch party and the Key Bank countdown to kickoff live from the Ascend Sports Bar this weekend. Looking forward to that. Coming up next, Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Tomorrow we have Top Dog of the Week, Shaka Daily, MGo Blog Roundtable, and more here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor Accumulus Station.